Hey, let me share with you five worship trends that are affecting your church. Ready or not, these unmistakable trends are changing the way people worship today. Number one, people want the presence more than they want cultural relevance. There was a time when the majority of growing churches pursued what we came to call attractional worship, what used to be seeker-sensitive worship. It was the mark of an outreach-oriented church. But churches that focus on winsomeness are finding that visitors are more hungry for an experience in which they feel they are interacting with God. Recent research reveals that the top reason 81% of Americans attend church is to feel closer to God. When people sense that the underlying message is, "Come join us because we're the coolest," they read fear behind the motives. More than feeling welcomed, people today want to feel a sense that God shows up here. Maybe that's why charismatic publishers account for 70% of top-selling worship songs today. How is your church responding to the cry for transcendence? Number two, people want community enough to find it online. Online church used to sound like a joke. It's self-contradicting, isn't it? Consider the logistics of getting ready, heading across town, and keeps some people home. But more likely, many feel less of a sense of community than they once did. I mean, think about it. Church members used to find community at the church building. The church building became their third place. After home and work, there was church. And they were there for several hours a week, 2-3 evenings a week. But community cannot happen in only an hour a week at church. Recent polls find that 25% of church attenders do not feel a sense of community at church. So the glue is not as strong as it once was. So people are looking elsewhere for true community. Well, online church is increasingly a valid option for many people. What they seek is not just an online giving option or a video of Sunday's message on your webpage or even creating a Facebook group. They are seeking a church that is investing in a genuine online community. Maybe you're asking yourself, so how does one worship online? Well, that's a puzzle for you to solve. What's your church doing? Number three, many churches are merging their targeted services back into one. Separate worship services catering to certain subcultures of musical taste have run their course. Younger generations are more willing to embrace multiculturalism, so dividing over music styles is less necessary to them. But the transition back to reintegration is proving difficult. As the old saying goes, what you win them with, you win them too. Children who grew up with segregated worship from grade school to middle school to high school and beyond have never needed to defer to the worship style of another generation. And it goes the other direction as well. There are many who feel that the music of 50 years ago was God's music, and they are unwilling to make the leap. So too often the end result is irreparable division, and many people choose to start over somewhere else instead because they have a closer connection to a musical style than they do to the leadership of a particular church. Trying to make everyone happy makes no one happy. So is your church united by music, or are there divisions among you? Number four. People are not singing much in church. People used to sing in church. We heard one another's voices, for better or for worse. But people don't sing anymore. We wouldn't hear them if they did. The congregational body has been increasingly relegated to the role of an audience as the upfront performers present the worship to them. To clarify, people often feel a sense of participation and worship if the presentation is effective in eliciting emotions, but they are not singing. Let me say it again. People often feel a sense of participation in worship, but they are not singing. Of course, the people on the stage cannot really tell. Lights are low, volume from up front is high, and the dynamics feel like a concert, not a community. So I'll ask you, how do you engage your people in worship so that they speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs? Number five, people run from toxic leadership. Once upon a time, a church could hide unhealthy relationships and a dysfunctional culture. If they had a good Sunday morning show, they would still bring a crowd. The crowd trusted that people up front were telling the truth and that the faith that was in their leaders made them good people. But there have been too many revelations and reports in recent years, and people are less trusting than they used to be. If there is poor communication or any hint of tension between the worship leaders and the preaching staff, the exodus will be unavoidable. People need to believe you when you say that Jesus and he can do the same for them. People need to believe you when you say that Jesus has changed your life and he can do the same for them. Is your leadership team united and holy, being of one heart and mind? So these are five trends that are happening today in many churches. The solutions are not easy, but they are possible, and they are certainly biblical. May God bless you and bless your church and their worship.